Welcome back to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. It's lovely to be with you once again. Catherine Young from ThinkRoom Consulting. Today we're talking about a very interesting topic for SMEs, and that of websites. Now, I know many SMEs need to understand how, why, what, if of websites, and nobody better to be with us than Carl Wallace. Carl, welcome back to studio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Lovely to have you in studio. I think if you don't mind, introduce yourself to the audience before we get going.
Sure, I'm Carl Wallace. I'm the founder of Vigo. It's a tech company that developed a site builder, and we created a website builder with Africa in mind, and it's a site builder called sitesforafrica.com.
Right.
Which allows you to create a website right from your mobile phone.
Yeah, it's fantastic, Carl, and I know you're going to show us a little bit later how to do this and what we should include as content for websites. But really, Carl, you have now engaged. How many SMEs do you now have on your platform?
Around about 4,500.
Exactly. So you have more than enough examples to share with us on what's worked. I would love to talk about what's worked, what hasn't worked, you know, and some tips that we can give SMEs to consider as they are building content for their websites.
Yes.
So I hope that you're as excited as I am about the session that we're going to be doing. So just to frame the discussion, we're going to be talking you through, Carl's going to be talking you through an actual website, and we're going to go step by step in terms of the thinking of the website, how to put it together, what the customers or the clients will think when they hit the site, etc., etc. So we're going to go into a very live scenario right now, and Carl's just going to take an example of a website that has been built and take you through step by step, and I will be asking questions, Carl, as you go. So
right.
Over to you. Let's go to the website that you want to take us through.
Great. Before I show you the website, I want to explain to you why content is such an important issue when it comes to your website.
Right.
So even though we've created a site builder that's really easy for anyone to create a site with, the biggest problem we've experienced and we've seen people have is how to put their content together for their site. So even though the site builder is really easy and you can do pretty much anything with it, it's the structuring of the content that the people really struggle with.
And that's where the time delays often are, right?
100%.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can create a site in an hour or two, but putting the content together could take days or weeks.
Right. And when you talk content, do you talk the words and the pictures?
Words and the pictures. The information that's on the website.
Yeah. So, Carl, just before we get into the detail of what advice could you give SMEs who want to build sites in terms of the content split between images and words? What should that be?
Yeah. Images is extremely important. People misunderstand the real purpose of a website,
right?
So they think that it's supposed to be some sort of company profile with your entire history and essays and essays of text.
Yeah.
That's totally wrong.
Right.
The main purpose of a website is so that when you do some form of social media or online marketing and you generate leads to your site, is that in as little as possible time, the user that lands on your site picks up the phone and phones you or emails you.
Yes.
That's the main thing. You need to sell your service in the shortest amount of time.
Yes.
You literally have, it's around 7 to 10 seconds that you have to tell the user that he's in the right place.
Wow. Okay, so I can see why images would be so important, because in 7 to 10 seconds you can't really read as much as what you can take in through visuals.
An image with a one-liner sentence followed by a short little paragraph and a very clear call to action right there on the landing page.
Right. So what is the process that an SME should follow? Okay, let's go through the steps. I have hit Sites for Africa. I see that I can build a website on my mobile or on desktop, doesn't matter. What is the process that I should be thinking through as an SME before I start doing?
I think you need to put yourself into the shoes of your audience.
Right.
So the guy that's going to be landing on your website.
Right.
So try imagining landing on your website. What do you as an end user need to see at first glance in order to realize that you're in the right place?
Yes.
So if we look at this, can I show you the example?
Of course, let's go to the example.
So the example that I'm going to show you here is Elusa.education, which is an online university.
Right.
And you can clearly see on this website that there's a big banner.
Right.
Now that banner is very important. It has a couple of purposes.
Yeah.
It speaks directly to the target audience.
Yeah. I see somebody.
It's someone learning. It's online.
Yeah.
So immediately you can see that it's online education.
Yes.
And it also it's a black African businessman, which is the target audience of Elusa.
Right.
So.
And then the image that we have there to the left, that's now the little bit of a design element that comes in.
Yeah,
right?
that's not 100% necessary. If you do have a designer at call which can do something like that for you at a reasonable price, then by all means.
Right.
But a standard image should do, and there's huge amounts of free stock libraries available online.
Yes.
There's one called stocksnap.io,
right,
which has 100% free stock images. So
wow.
So there is places. I mean, if you Google free stock images, you'll find a couple.
Okay, and that's an important point for SMEs. Remember that not all images are free, and if you use those that are not for free, you could get into trouble, right? So just make sure that you take images from free image sites, and if you do use an image and you don't have the approval to do it, you'll get into trouble. Okay, so back to the site then. So I see what you mean. The site is immediately giving me that feeling of I can see books, I can see somebody learning. Now I see that they've put their logo there. What's some of your advice on logos on sites?
Logos just needs to be professional, simple and professional.
Not clip art.
Not a huge amount of detail, not clip art, just something very elegant and simple.
Right.
It's probably worth it to spend a little bit of money to go to a graphic designer to have that done.
Yes.
There is affordable options available online, so I would definitely highly recommend that.
Right.
Because that directly speaks to your image, right? So you have to look professional.
Exactly.
And it doesn't have to cost the arm and leg to look professional. Yeah.
So what you're saying is, what I'm hearing you say is, in terms of a website, make sure that you have a professional logo at least, and also the tool builder, the site builder that you have is also a professional look and feel, as we can see, so that helps with the professionalism. So this is the landing page as we get onto it, right? Yeah. So for a landing page, I hear you've got 7 to 10 seconds to grab the audience.
Yeah.
Now what next?
Okay, so this is a very well thought through landing screen,
right?
You can see there, welcome to Elusa Leadership University, and below that is a sentence that explains exactly what you can do on this site. Just below the logo is a button that says browse courses, right? So if you are, whether you're a first time user or a second or third time user, you've got direct access to the courses immediately, one click away, it's right there.
Right.
Then the most important thing is the call to action buttons below the banner. So you've got to apply here, registration, students login, and lecturers login.
Right.
So from the get-go, you can go to where you want to be without being lost or having to find your way through the mess.
Yes.
You can go directly to where you need to be in as small as possible amount of time.
So I like what you're saying there. So to your earlier point, what you said was keep the user in mind. So what you've done here is that depending on who you are as a user, new or existing, and existing as a student or as a lecturer, on one screen, literally on your landing page, you can quickly navigate where to go.
Exactly.
Got it. 100%.
And the other most important thing as well, the above the fold concept has completely been misinterpreted.
Can you explain above the fold to us?
So if you take a newspaper, for example, obviously the most important part of the newspaper is the bit that's on the front page above the fold, because it's on newsstands, you see the...
Got it.
That's the first thing that you see.
Right.
Now, when people transfer that same concept over to websites, which is not 100% the case, so they felt that, you know, content, all your information should be above the fold, which is the first screen that you see.
Got it.
And that is incorrect. Because if the flow of your landing page is designed properly, it'll navigate and scroll the user to where he needs to be.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
So if you take this site, for example, and we scroll down, you keep the user engaged. If as long as the user is engaged, they'll scroll and scroll and scroll for as long as they have to.
Yes.
As long as the content is structured to keep them engaged.
Engaged, right. Yeah. And as I can see what we have on the screen, it's as a student or a wannabe student, I want to see that I can understand the curriculum. I want to see that I can log in.
Yeah.
And I want to see that I can network. So that makes a lot of sense to me. Okay. So then we see on the screen that they now get into faculty and management, right?
Yeah.
Can you explain now the thinking about how do you get users to get to click the next button?
Well, once again, it depends on the purpose of the user and why he's there.
Right.
So if he's there to learn more about your management structure,
right,
the description on the button is the most important part. And if you need a button with a header and a little bit more text below or above the button just to explain to the user a little bit more about what's beyond that point,
right,
then do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
The user needs to know, you know, where that button leads.
Where to go.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we scroll back up to the navigation?
One more point that I want to do or make is if you see there, they've got a quote there from a very important person in the education space. So credibility is another big thing when it comes to a website.
Okay.
And there's many ways you can get credibility.
Right.
One thing is client testimonials,
right,
which is very important. People always want to know that, you know, they're going to be in good hands.
Yes.
The partners that you work with. So if there's bigger companies, more well-known companies that you work with, put their logos on there.
Yes.
That creates credibility.
Makes sense.
And also, yeah, like they've done in this case, if you put in quotes from famous or important people, that also adds
to
credibility.
So they've taken somebody in their industry who's famous in terms of learning and have put that on. So the credibility is important. A question on the client testimonials, right? How could SMEs go about getting client testimonials? Do you just go to your clients and ask?
Yes, that's very simple. If you do have happy clients, then ask them if they don't mind sending you an email with a testimonial of how they've experienced your product or service.
Yes.
Accompanied with their logo, you just put it on your website in a very clean open space like you've seen there.
Yes.
So that people can see it.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. So the navigation panel on top, right? So I've seen this on many websites, and my first question is how many different tabs? Because I usually see a home and about us, what we do or products, and then a contact us.
Yeah.
As we most probably have here, correct. What are your sentiments around navigation panel, how much content to have?
I'm going to go back to my original point, and that is that your website content should be as little as possible.
Right.
Don't overload your website with a bunch of content because people won't read it.
Right.
It's unnecessary.
Right.
But in certain cases, companies do have a lot of content if they've got a lot, you know, lots of products or lots of services.
Right.
But you can hide them in secondary tabs like that.
Okay.
So your first level of tabs
should
really be the main tabs, the main focus areas of your website.
Right.
And rather put your secondary tabs in a drop down.
In a drop down.
Yeah.
Like you're showing here.
Yeah.
So about us as an example, you've then got the two, right?
Because if the end user feels that he wants to read more about it, what he's seen on your landing page is not enough.
Yeah.
He will browse through your navigation and
got it.
And he's got the opportunity to then go in deeper into your content.
Got it. And then Carl, what would you say the about us of the tabs that we have on the screen currently, which are those tabs that are almost you have to have them? Do we have to have an About Us tab?
I feel that it's important for end users to know who is behind the business.
Right.
Because usually, you know, especially with small businesses, if there's not a reputable brand, they need to know who the person is that's driving that business.
Got it.
Yes, so I really recommend. But once again, keep it short.
Short.
It can be a photo of the founders and the team.
Yes.
And a very small paragraph about who they are, what their areas of expertise and knowledge is.
Right. What are your thoughts around, because let's be honest, not all of us are as creative as the others, right? So what are your thoughts around, if I'm really not a creative person and I want to build my site, how do I know in terms of color and images to make it look like something? Have you got two or three tips for those who battle with creativity?
Yes, it's very easy actually. What I usually tell my team when they run out of a bit of creativity is go and browse the internet.
Yes.
Go and look at inspirational sites where they have loads of, you know, creative site layout designs.
Right.
And go and grab your inspiration from there.
Yes.
There you can easily get colors that work well, layouts that work well.
Yeah.
And you can literally mimic what they've done on our site builder. So quite often, one of our creatives would take a template off the internet somewhere and they would just recreate that template on our site builder.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, I mean, that's great. That's great advice, right? For those of us who are not as creative, just go and what you're saying is go look at good other examples.
Mimic another professional design.
Fantastic. Yes. I mean, that's a good SME way to get it done because SMEs never have enough money, right? The contact us. Okay, so in terms of contact us, what advice can you give you? How much information do you give? Is it a telephone number and an address and social media contact? Talk to us about contact us.
So this will depend on the type of business that you have. If you're purely an online business and there's no physical premise or people don't have to come to you, no need for an address.
Right.
The telephone number and the email address is the most important.
Right.
What I usually recommend, and they didn't do it in this website's case, but I would recommend that even on your landing page, at the top of the menu somewhere, add your telephone number and email address there so that it's readily available the moment people land on your site.
Yes.
Because often, especially with mobile,
if
you look at why people browse websites on mobile devices, usually it's mainly to get in touch with the business.
Yes, you're right.
While you're driving or you're on the move.
Yes.
The reason you'll visit the website from your mobile device is because you want to get in touch with them or you want to know where they are. So you want to have that information readily available on the first screen, because if you're driving and you shouldn't be browsing your phone while driving, but people do that.
Yes.
You don't want to still click through and wait for pages to load and that kind of thing. Have the information available on the homepage.
That is really, really, really good advice because that's right. I'm thinking of my behavior. I go to a website on mobile only when I need to find out where they are. Honestly,
exactly.
You read my mind. So, okay, Carl, the other question I have around websites. So your site builder, am I able to, if I build my site, am I able to be able to put in keywords, et cetera, to be found?
Oh, yes. It's fully optimized for search engines.
Okay.
We basically tick all the boxes that Google requires you to tick.
Yeah.
From a site structure point of view, there's a huge amount of stuff that needs to get done in the background without you knowing, you know, for the site itself to be optimized.
Right.
So it's got sitemaps, it's got all the XML information, but on each page, in the settings section of each page on your website, it allows you to fill in your meta description and your keywords and all that stuff. And also when you upload images into your site, you can actually give the image title and alt tags, which is very important for Google, because Google needs to, or any search engine, needs to understand what content is on your website. With text, it's fairly easy because it can interpret the text.
Yeah.
But with an image, it can't. So it's dependent on the alt and title tags to tell the bots what it is.
And then can you give advice on the actual keywords? How do you figure out your keywords?
The best way that I usually recommend people go about putting together keywords is put yourself once again in the end user's shoes.
Right.
What will they search?
Okay.
What will they physically type in the search box to find your website, and then you build your keywords around that.
Right.
Google has a very clever keyword generating tool.
Yes.
So you can put in a couple of keywords and phrases and descriptions, and it'll kick out a list of keywords.
Right.
And the great thing is you need to experiment with that, because that's going to change quite often. So some keywords work better than others.
Right.
And if you have analytics running on your site, you can actually perfectly see which keywords perform better than others.
Okay, fantastic. Are there any last thoughts that you want to share with SMEs that they need to consider in terms of building a really hot site that will bring them loads of money?
The most important thing that I want to stress, enough, we've talked about this already, and that is the simplicity of your content. Keep it as short and sweet as possible.
Yeah.
I even recommend just having one page.
Right.
People don't have to click around and wait for page loads and all that kind of stuff. Yes. Have a one pager.
Yeah.
It works beautifully for tablets and mobiles because people can just scroll.
Right.
And have all the information of of your business on the one pager, but the nice thing is you can design it in a flow. So tell a story.
Yeah.
From the top of the page right to the bottom, to give the information the user needs.
Yes.
And right at the bottom, a very, very clear call to action.
Fantastic.
You know, buy the product or contact us or whatever the call to action is, make it very clear right at the bottom, because by the time the user gets to the bottom, he knows that you're the right guy for him.
Fantastic. Okay, that's great advice. Carl, it's fascinating what you've been saying. So what you're basically saying is keep it simple, keep it clean, one page even if possible. Yep. Don't overload it with too much content. And that in itself, that advice that you're giving, because content's always the hold up to build the site. So what you're saying is forget about too many words.
Yes.
Okay, just get it done, right?
Yep.
It's not. It shouldn't take that long. Great. There's some great resources that we want to send you to, just to go look at if you want to get more advice on building content for your website. Go to the Vigo site, with Vigo.com. Go see, there are some great templates there, some great examples of beautiful sites that you can go and take some inspiration from. Also, Ogilvy's got 13 commandments on content writing. Go follow that link. Copyblocker.com wrote about it, lessons from David Ogilvy. Sites for Africa, the site that Carl's been talking about, this is really a website builder developed for SMEs in Africa. Go to it, sitesforafrica.com. It's easy. You can literally do it on your mobile to build your site. And then the last one is the free images that Carl was speaking about for sites. Go to stocksnap.io for those images and for more information. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in studio. I'm sure we're going to meet here again soon. From me, Catherine Young, thank you for tuning in.